This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All right, welcome everybody here on Stream Lounge. Welcome everybody listening as a pod blast, an audio forum on the Place Nation pop experience. Andy Allerton here with you, and we're going to watch Lou, a very sweet, very cute Pixar short from 2017. This was partnered up. It was shown before Cars 3, which is our main event tonight here on Stream Lounge for me. So Lou basically is the story of the short is when a toy stealing bully ruins recess for a playground full of kids. Only one thing stands in his way: the lost and found box. All right. Well, we are watching this on Disney Plus, and let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. Now, I've only seen this, I think, once or twice. I remember really enjoying it, though. You know, I love when they give things that you wouldn't expect to have a purpose or a personality, a role in one of these shorts. So we're at a school. Everybody goes in at recess, it looks like. Tetherball and the spinny thing. And a football. What happened there? Looks like a lot of stuff is getting picked up here. He does the tic-tac-toe on that little playground thing. It's pretty funny. What is this thing? It's like a mysterious, little hand or something. What's going on there? Now you can see only the letters L-O-U are on the box, which makes it Lou. Oh, looks like he's getting attention here. Oh, the L and O and U are missing. That's right. That's why it's called Lou. And I guess he takes on, controls whatever's in there. And there's two baseballs he's using for eyes. And he looks like he just enjoys watching the kids have a good time. And here's our bully. He steals takes the football, makes the kids run into the garbage. It's kind of a dick move there, right? Well, this kid's playing with a DS or something. Oh, ooh. Obviously, he's bullying around because he's bigger than the rest of them. Ooh. Kicked it through. I mean, he did get it in the basket. Oh, Lou's not happy about that. Wait, his backpack's gone. This is kind of, he's kind of almost like Sid in a way, I guess. Where Sid was a bully, but Sid only picked on toys, really. What happened there? It's like magic, and he's forming up to become almost alive. he looks like one of the aliens from the Muppet Show. Oh, he's like, this is mine now, bitch. It also kind of runs similar to Potato Head when he was with the tortilla in Toy Story 3. Oh, no. Now, can he only become things that have gone into the Lost and Found, or is it anything? Very acrobatic here. This kid's going to be in therapy after this, I think. Oh, you hit him with a bunch of marbles there. Uh-oh. Now it kind of looks like Cookie Monster a little bit with the face. Because he's got those, the baseballs make Muppet eyes almost. Oof. Oh, he's making him hit him with a badminton thing. Now he kind of looks like E.T. That's a nice power to have. I don't know. Lou's giving it his best here. This kid, JJ, obviously because his name's in his underwear, right? Oh, JJ got his bag back. Oh no. It's gonna hit him right where it right in the fields there. Where when he was bullied and they took his teddy bear. And he never saw the teddy bear again until now. Now he's got to make amends, I guess, for all the other kids he was bullying. He's like, now he's kind of working for a Lou. Return everything. And he even got a hug for his efforts. That was nice. See? When you do nice things for people, they're nice to you. Is this a slinky? The kid's like, I can't. I broke my leg doing it, man. I mean, not for nothing. These kids don't think to look in a lost and found box for their stuff, right? They need this inanimate Lou to be having his kid do his work for him. I guess that's the price you pay, right? For giving everything back. You have to, there's no more objects in there to become whatever Lou really is. And he gets his little stuffed animal back. Uh-oh. Like, come on. You can play with us, right? And again, hopefully, not that you want to have kids like Lou's stuff, but hopefully there'll be more stuff in the box and Lou can come back to life there. I do love it when, you know, you tell a story without dialogue. I mean, it's a short story. You can't tell like an extended story, but I say that about a lot. There's, again, not a lot of shorts I don't like that I've seen Pixar do, but this one definitely was a really achievement in storytelling with inanimate objects. And, you know, of course you have to suspend your disbelief. But this was a nice one. Not a bad way to spend 6 minutes and 43 seconds here. Okay. Well, that's going to bring an end to our watch of Lou here on Stream Lounge. And for those of you listening in pod form, thank you very much on the PlayStation Pop Experience. I'm Andy Adams, and I hope you guys had a good time. Thank you, and have a great day.